Hello, this is Rebecca from the Credit Bros. I'm a certified credit repair specialist. How are you today?
Hello, hi, how are you?
I'm good also. Thanks for asking. That is great to hear. I understand that you are having credit issues, right?
Yeah, my name is Carol Hawkins, and I'm trying to get me a farm or a house with a lot of woods, either way, because I have a lot of animals and stuff up here in Annapolis, Maryland, and I'm a farmer. I'm a farmer. I grew up on the farms with my grandpa. So I got a bunch of animals. I got ducks, sheep, cows, and chickens, and you know. And plus, I'm a farmer, so I do want to talk to you. I do want to talk to you about what you have to offer.
Of course. And Carol, by any chance, you know what your credit score is at the moment?
My credit score is I owe three companies, like those companies that you owe shoes and clothes and stuff to that you couldn't pay them, like you were supposed to because you couldn't. There's only three of those companies that I owe it. You could find that out as you talk to me.
Okay. But you don't know what your credit score is? No worries. We can take an updated look at your score and the negative item.
I don't have a credit
You
because
haven't
I
built it?
talked to a. No. I have never judged my life on credit and stuff like that there. I talked to a lady the other day, this Friday past, matter of fact, I rent with own and things, and she said, "Mr. Hawkins, that we're gonna get you in a house, but we have to talk to you first." So we can straighten out your credit stuff first of owing three different stores. I feel like those stores that be selling clothes and shoes and stuff to men and women. I owe three different companies on that. And she said that she was going to have some people to call me today also, like you're doing.
Okay. So, Carol, are you currently, well, you're looking for an RTO then, right? RTO?
I'm looking for a what now?
A rent to own?
Rent to own.
Perfect.
Rather just a house with a lot of land, like a wooded area and things like that, because I got those animals, and either a small farm, because she did tell me that y'all have a lot of farmland too, because I done already paid the $1. I paid the $1 to already, but that only lasted 7 days. And then she said, after that, Mr. Hawkins, all you have to do is pay the $49 after 7 days, and then we'll let you look at hundreds of properties. I said, yes, ma'am.
Very well. And how soon are you looking to move, Carol?
The end of this year, because I'm interested in a house with a barn. And the wooded area and stuff for the chickens and stuff like that there, and the goats and cows and stuff like that. And I only have a small number of animals, because that's what I want to start out with. Either have a house with a lot of land but a wooded area, and I'm interested in a real old house, right? Is where a house where our grandfathers and grandmothers had it. You know what I mean? One of those real old houses.
Big houses.
Because I'm
Or,
huh? What
A
you
big
say?
house.
A big house? It doesn't have to be a big house. It can be a regular sized house with two or three bedrooms, but a lot of land, a lot of wooded area and stuff. And if it has a lake, right, or either a well for the water and stuff, I would really appreciate it if you could help me.
Well, remember, this is credit repair and restoration, right, Carol? So, are you currently working?
Yeah.
Do you receive SSI? What is it that you do for a living?
I paint houses all day long and every day, as a matter of fact, for the last 20-some years, and I remodel homes and stuff. I cut down trees and stuff also up here in Maryland, Washington. And I also get a check in the mail and things. That's $869 a month. But other than that, I got the business in the remodeling homes and painting homes and cement walkways and driveways in the Washington, Virginia, in the Washington, Virginia, Maryland area. So I just wanted to let you know that too. Yeah.
Perfect. So you're basically self-employed, right?
Yeah, yeah, basically, if you want to call it that, because I go out every day and somebody's calling me to paint their house or put new windows in their house or make a cement walkway in front of their house or cement driveway, and I get paid for that kind of stuff also, yeah.
It's a good business, right? So, Carol, based on what I understand.
Yeah, I've been doing it. I've been doing it since 1970, so I think I know what I'm doing.
Of course.
So what was you saying now?
Based on what I understand, the only thing that is holding you back right now is your credit. And basically the issue here is that you are not 640 or above. So unlike other companies, the credit growth.
Can you repeat that? Can you repeat that again?
Basically, what might be happening here is that you are not 640 or above. So
640. What does that mean?
The credit score, the landlords, lenders, they want you to be 640 in order for you to become trustable for them, right?
Well, for right now, I owe enough to pay monthly, right? Because I've seen some houses in there for $84 a month, $250 a month, $219 a month, $300, $350, $450. I can easily pay those monthly because of what I get every month, and plus the money and stuff that I be making. Hundreds of dollars here, hundreds of dollars there, hundreds of dollars here, hundreds of dollars there, remodeling homes and stuff like that there. And people pay me every day because I've been doing this for so long. So I can easily pay that.
I
couldn't.
The credit score. Score should be 640, right?
Yeah, it should be, yes. So maybe I listen to you because I don't understand. I don't understand what you're saying, but I'm listening.
Well, credit scores go from 300 to 840 to 850, okay? In order for us to be attractive to lenders and to landlords, we want to be 640 or above, okay? So that's where we want to be.
640 or above.
In the credit score. In your credit.
Okay, well, that's no problem if I'm given it. Listen to me for a second, please. If I'm given a chance at this moment of my life, I can pay that to earn that and stuff. If you give me a little help and things like that, because of what I'm doing now in life, I haven't always done is with these jobs and stuff like that and this and that. So, I can pay that. I can pay that. That's not a problem. But anyway, what was you saying now?
So what we're going to do now is to attempt a sample of your summary to get an updated look at your score and the negative items. This is just a courtesy pull from Equifax. It will not harm your score in any way. And we use a special technology to protect your information, just like your bank would, okay? So I have your first name as Carol, Carroll. Last name is Hawkins, Hawkins. Do you have a middle name or a suffix?
My whole name is Carol Dominic Hawkins.
With the S in David, the middle name.
My middle name is Dominic, like D in David.
Perfect. May I have your address or mailing address, please?
My address is is 2401 Coward Street, Northwest Washington, D.C.
Coward Street, G-O-W?
No. The way you spell that is okay, you ready? The way you spell that is letter C A L V E R T, Coward Street, Northwest Washington, D.C.
Okay, I already have it. Okay.
You want the zip code?
Let me see if it's this one. 2401 Culver Street, Northwest, Washington, D.C., zip code 20008.
Well, did you hear what I spelled out to you?
C-A-L-V-E-R-T.
Yeah, the way you spell that is letter C A L V E R T, Calvert Street, Northwest Washington, D.C. Apartment 210.
210. Perfect. Phone number just to go.
Apartment 210. Yeah.
Apartment 210. Perfect.
You want my phone number?
Please.
My telephone number is area code 202-819-3644. That's my phone number.
Perfect. And your email address is going to be your first name, then your last name, number 56 at gmail.com.
Yeah, how did you know?
Oh, I have this information. It's the last information that I have, your email address.
Yeah.
I don't have your date of birth, though. Could you provide it to me, please?
My date of birth is August the 1st, 1959.
01-08-01-1959, correct?
August the 1st, 1959, yeah.
Perfect. Social Security number, please?
My Social Security number is 220-824905.
220-824905, correct?
Yeah.
Perfect. Carol, in the meantime, I'll be asking you some security questions. This is just to make sure this is your credit score, not someone else's. Please keep in mind that some of the questions will not apply to you. Just let me know when that happens so we can skip those questions, please.
Okay.
And at the moment, I'm just waiting for those questions to upload. One second. First question, did you open a mortgage loan around July 2020?
No.
Perfect. Next question, do you currently have or you used to have one of the following vehicles? This could be any vehicle that you've got in your that you've had in your life. The options for the vehicle are Hummer H3, Infiniti QX556, Hummer H1, and Chevrolet Tahoe, or none of the above.
What are you asking me, basically?
If you recognize any of these vehicles, this could be any vehicle that you've had in your life.
I never had a vehicle. And my name.
Perfect.
Not yet, anyway.
Okay, not yet. Perfect. Next question. Which of the following is a current or previous employer? The options are Bank of America, Maintenance, Rascals, Schomburg Building
PMC.
Services, or none of the above.
PMC is my, none of the above, because PMC is my bank.
No, current or previous employer.
I never had that.
You've never had an employer?
No, I never had an employee, no.
Perfect. Please select the county for the address that you provided. The options are Fairfax, District of Columbia, Arlington, and Prince George, or none of the above. It's going to be DC, right?
District of Columbia, Washington, D.C. Yeah.
Perfect. Give me just one second. Next question. Did you open a mortgage, a home equity? I'm sorry. Did you open a home equity line of
No,
credit type
no,
loan? Perfect.
no,
Next
not
question.
yet.
You currently or previously resided on one of the following streets. The options are Sunset, Emerson, Waxleaf, and Riverview, or none of the above.
None of the above, not yet.
Perfect. From the list below, what is the area code of your phone number ending in 7640? The options for the area code are 816-202, 660, 210, or none of the above.
202. Did you say the area code or the zip code?
Area code.
The area code is 202 for Washington, D.C. Yeah.
Perfect. Next question. Select a city where you have previously resided in. The options are Eva, Bladensburg, Center Point, Argo, or none of the above.
None of the above.
You've never lived in any of these cities, right?
No, I never lived in none of those cities, no.
Perfect.
Okay.
Next question. Did you open an auto loan around June 2020? No, you already said no. Installment account. In what
Not
state
yet,
was
anyway.
not yet. You're totally right. In what state was your social security number issued? Was it Colorado, Florida, Maryland?
Prince George's County, Maryland.
Maryland, perfect. Let me see if I get your score now or get more questions. One second, please. I already have your score, Carol, and according to Equifax, it's 567. 567, okay?
Okay.
Now, let me tell you what's affecting your score at the moment. Okay, at the moment here, you have one hard inquiry. You know, these ones that happen every time that you apply for something or somebody checks your credit. You want to be careful with those because they may stay there for about 12 months. You also have
Okay.
three minor delinquencies. These are late payments from 30 to 60 days. You also have
Okay.
three major derogatory trade lines. These are late payments for more than 3 months. Those are the ones that you were telling me. Three, right?
Yeah.
You also
Yeah,
have,
yeah,
because of
yeah.
these issues, Carol, you are 100% of trades ever delinquent. That means that from all the accounts that you have ever created in your life, you are 100% late between 1 to 3 months, and that's it. You don't have collections, repos, foreclosures, that's it. You were
No,
totally right.
I don't have none of those.
Very much. Well, Carol, anything that you don't recognize that you find misleading, outdated, unverifiable, or inaccurate at your at the end of the call, we will dispute it, okay? Because the goal of the credit
Okay.
pros is to strengthen your credit so you can achieve your goals. The
Okay.
program that I'm
Okay.
about to offer you here will give you access to your unique client portal where you can see the improvement of your credit score 24/7. You can see the negative items we're working on, the negative items we have removed from your credit score, as well as different opportunities for you and your credit. You don't have to be alone in this program. You're going to have access to a credit advisor. You
Okay.
want to get on on RTO by the end of this year. Okay, you mentioned earlier your goal of a rent-to-own. It may be out of reach due to current credit issues, right? We understand the frustration. We are very excited to have partnered with one of the biggest rent-to-own programs in the country that allows people who may not qualify for a traditional mortgage to rent a home while saving up for the down payment. This way, while we are restoring your credit, you can be searching for your home and applying for their program. Make sense?
Okay.
Now, you know, landlords, they want 600, they are looking for credit scores around 640s with no negative items. Right now, your credit score is on the 567, so you need to work it for around 100 points, right? So here, you're going to have access to a letter of recommendation so you can prove them that you are working on your credit with a professional credit repair company and that you're serious about taking action and improving your score. In case that you need a loan or a credit card, you can apply for those here too. You'll have access to these third-party loan companies that are more likely to work with you based on your score. You'll be
Okay.
able
So
to apply.
how would I go about doing that as far as the loans go?
Well, you can apply from here, right? From $1,000 to $100,000. And the opportunity to apply is available today. But of course, we suggest you to work on your credit, get better, and have more options. In case that you need credit cards, you can apply for those here too. You will also have access to or unlimited disputes of the negative items that you identify as misleading, outdated, unverifiable, or inaccurate right at the end of this call. This is going to be through the three credit bureaus at the same time. In other words, we're going to help you clean up your credit score. And if for any reason something shows up again in the future, you're going to have a lifetime guarantee. You will also receive a
Okay.
trade line. Go ahead. Oh, okay. Sorry. You will also receive a
Yeah,
trade line.
I was
Thank you.
also
This
between a
is
what?
a trade line, a credit line for up to $5,000. It is with
Okay.
nationalcreditdirect.com. It's not a credit card. You're not going to be able to buy gas or fast food. Purchases are made directly to their online store where you can get electronics, smartphones, TVs, jewelry, and appliances. And the purpose of this line of credit is that you can report and establish good payment history month after month on Experian. You will also receive the credit
Okay.
builder benefit. This means that all the payments that you make for the service will be reported to the three credit bureaus. This way, you will reflect good payment history month after month. You will not receive any money from the credit pros, and if you cancel, the positive reporting will be discontinued. Is everything clear at the moment?
Okay.
Perfect. Now,
Okay.
we have two programs, Carol. This program that I just described is the most complete and actually the fastest. It has an initial fee of $149 month to month. No long-term obligations. You pay as you go for services rendered. There are no contracts, and you can cancel as soon as you have the credit score you want. Also, in case that you don't have the initial fee, you can start our services only with a small payment of $12.95 first, and then the initial fee will be charged in 2 weeks from now. The other program is a more affordable program. It's only $119 month to month. You can also start with the $12.95 first. The only difference would be that you wouldn't have access to the credit builder benefit and the $5,000 trade line. So which of the programs do you prefer, 119 or 149?
Okay, I won't be able to do nothing until Monday anyway.
May I know the reason so I can help you out?
Because all my customers, they bring me my money every day, every other day, but I won't have any in there until Monday.
Oh, you're not even
Let me ask you one
able.
question. Let me
Go
ask you
ahead.
one question. Let me ask you one question. What do I get? What do I do to get this started? And generally speaking, about my house and everything else. What do I do?
In order for you to start, like, pretty quickly, it's just the $12.95 first, right? That will give you access to all of your negatives, but from the three credit bureaus, not just these ones, right? Everything you've got, you'll be able to select it here and dispute it. From then on, you'll be able to use all of the benefits of the program that we discussed just with $12.95. That will start the dispute process. And in 2 weeks from now,
so
I can charge
long,
you.
So how long do I go with the $12? About 1 or 2 weeks?
2 weeks. Or three if you need to,
okay.
An extension. And then in 3 weeks from now or 2 weeks from now,
what do I need extension for?
Oh, in case that you're not able to make the complete full payment.
And what is that?
It would be either 149 or 119. Remember?
So what's the difference from 119 to 149?
149 is a program that gives you access to the $5,000 trade line, where you can buy electronics, smartphones, TVs, jewelry, immediate credit for people who don't have access to credit, so you can start reporting positive payment history. That is basically
okay.
The difference.
So if I
that is the 149
so
program.
So if I pay the one. So if I pay the 149, then I could get what now?
You'll be able to start using the credit, the trade line for up to $5,000 on National Credit Direct. You can buy, I don't know, a mattress, an iPhone, a tablet,
a TV,
of course.
TV. Okay, so how much would I have to pay monthly on that?
$149. But you don't have to stay with us that long.
No. That's not what I'm asking you.
Mm-hmm.
Once I pay the $149, I get a 5,000 credit.
$5,000 credit. Yeah. As soon as
okay.
You log in, paying the $149, you'll have access to that.
Is this a credit card?
No, it's not a credit card. You're not going to be able to use it for anything else. But to use it on nationalcreditdirect.com to buy your TV, your mattress, a fridge, I don't know, laptop.
A piece of furniture or whatever.
A piece of furniture, that's correct.
Okay, so how much would I have to pay monthly?
$149? And you can start today with just $12.95.
But you told me to pay the $149 first,
yeah.
Right?
But you can start with $12.95. And then in 2 weeks, I charge you the $149. But you'll be enrolled in the program. You'll start a dispute process today here with me. And you'll have access to
okay,
all of the benefits
so if,
of the program, not the trade line, until you pay the $149.
So if I was to pay $12 today, I would have to go up to 2 weeks before I pay the $149?
Or you can wait 1 week or 3 weeks, whichever you want. But once you pay the $149, you'll be able to start using the trade line. But the most important thing here
okay.
is that you start disputing those negatives. That is what is going to bring your score to a better place, right?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hold on, just 1 second, okay?
Of course.
Hello?
Hello? Yeah, I'm right here.
Hello? Yeah.
Hello?
Okay.
Hi.
I have my card. Can you hear me?
Yes. Okay. Whenever you're ready with the 16 digits, I am ready. Go ahead.
Okay, that's 4430.
Mm-hmm.
4730703168116.
Mm-hmm. Expiration month and year, please.
0126.
0126. CVV, please.
On the back?
The three numbers in the back, please. Yes.
That's 183.
183. Okay. Expiration month 1, year 26, CVV 183. Let me repeat you the complete card number so I don't make any mistakes with your card. It's going to be 443040703170316816, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. So, Carol, in case that there is a possibility that you can pay the full amount of the program, we have a special discount where you'll end up paying only $119 starting today instead of the $149. So, do you want to pay the $1295?
I told you.
$1295
it is. I won't be able to. Hello?
Yes, I'm right here.
Hello?
I'm right here.
I told you I won't be able to pay. Okay. Okay, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I won't be able to pay that until Monday. That's just right after tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
If you was to call me back Monday, I can pay that. No problem. Mm-hmm. The 119.
The 119. Okay. But to right now are you able to make the total? No, the 119 is just today. It's a special price just for today. So you want to go ahead with the $12.95?
I won't be able to pay the 119 today. I'll be able to pay that Monday. So I'd rather get ahead with the $12. Yeah.
$12. And when would you like to be charged the full amount? March 18 is okay?
When?
Or Monday?
March 18. Monday. Monday will be okay, yeah.
Monday is going to be the 6th, right? Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay.
So when
sure.
what time can you call me Monday?
Monday, well, here's what's going to happen. What we're going to do is that we're going to charge you the $12.95. I'm going to stay with you on the line right now so I can help you get started. And on Monday, the charge is going to be made to this card for the $149. If you have any questions, anything, you can give us a call back, or I can schedule a call back. Go ahead. Or I can schedule a call with the technician. Go ahead.
First you said 119, now you're saying the 149. What is the best thing to do?
The 119 is a discount that we have just today because it's Saturday. Like for today, we had like this paper that they said, okay, today 119 the program in case that they're able to pay it in full, right? That is not an option today,
okay.
Right? You don't have the 119, you only have $12.95. So I'm going to charge you the $12.95 and on Monday, the $149, so you can continue in the program. And on Monday, you'll be able to use the trade line. But for today, with the $12.95, you'll start a program disputing your negatives and have access to the rest of the benefits, right? I'm going to set you up.
So I pay the $12 today and I'll be able to...
start a program right now? Yes. Even the,
okay,
the letters for your landlord today.
Let me ask you one question. How would I go about buying the what I want to buy
on Monday
after the day?
On Monday? Well, once I send you the link, I'm going to send you a link. Once the payment goes through, I'm going to send you a link where you'll be able to open up all of your negatives and the portal. In that portal, you're going to have it stored in your phone, and you'll be able to use all of the benefits of the program from there. You don't need to go to any web page or anything. You'll be able to see everything every day at all times.
Okay. Is this a link that you're going to send me through the mail?
Yeah, through the email and through the text messages. And I'm going to stay with you on the line while I'll set you up with this, okay?
Okay, because I thought it was some type of credit card or something.
It is like a credit card. It's not physical. You're going to be able to use it online, that credit.
Use it online.
You're going to receive it at home, like Amazon.
Okay. No problem.
Once the payment is accepted, the second set of fee of $149 will be charged on March 6th. And your month-to-month fee will start April 6th. I just need to go over the credit card.
Did you get the
complete number of the card? Yes.
Did you get the $12 yet?
No. I have to read you this in order for us to process the $12. We need your authorization to process the $12.95 to be charged today. Standard procedure dictates that cards resulting in decline will be subject for reattempt for enrollment. We will not overdraft your account in case that the funds are not available.
Okay, so you charged me $12, so I gave you my card information. So what do we do now?
Oh, it didn't go through. It doesn't have enough funds.
It didn't go through?
Mm-mm. It says insufficient funds.
So let me say this.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Why not just let me pay the $149 Monday? What about that?
Well, you're going to pay it on Monday either way. Let me tell you why. Because it's already been scheduled for Monday. So do you want to go ahead with a $1 option just to save your spot? And on Monday, you'll start a program, the one with the $149, like we agreed to?
Yeah, because I already paid $1. If you look on the computer, I don't pay the $1 already. Yeah.
Oh, but I don't have that dollar here with me. It's with the other company. But you do have $1 available, right?
No, not until Monday. I won't have anything until Monday.
Okay, let me process the $1. Let me see if it goes through so we can get it set up. Okay?
So y'all have several companies, right?
Yeah, this one is credit repair. The other one was a loan company. Remember that you were transferred? Was a rental company. The one that
The lady was just talking to me the other day. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So Carol, can I proceed and charge you the $1?
She told me to go ahead. Yeah, because I thought I paid that already. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that. Okay, Carol.
Because the other company had me to pay that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, welcome to the program.
And they told me that $1 would last me to look at properties up to 7 days, and then after that, I pay the $149. That's what she told me.
Oh, okay. So here it is.
Did you hear what I say?
Yes, but you will be paying the $149 on Monday.
Did you hear what I said?
Yes. So congratulations once again on joining the Credit Pros, right? We have successfully processed.
Can you slow down for 1 second, please, and understand what I said? The other day I talked to her about the $1. That's why I paid the $1. And she said I could look at properties up to 7 days, and then after that I pay the $149.
Oh, yeah, but that was with the other company, a rental company. This is the credit repair for you to have access to your reference letters to start improving your score, because you need to improve your score to get your rental, right?
Okay. All right.
So, congratulations on taking the first step towards a better financial future. I set up your file in our system. The payment has been scheduled for Monday, the 6th, in the amount of 149. Okay. Once we process the payment, an advisor will call you to complete your action plan and ensure you have access to your very own unique client portal. In the meantime, please be on the
So you
lookout
won't
for.
call me.
I
So
will try to
you
do it
want
myself, but
to
somebody
be on
else
the
might call
lookout
you.
for what now? What
Be
did
on
you
the
tell me
lookout
to be on the lookout for what?
for a welcome email from the credit pros. Once again, congratulations. I have to transfer you to our auto credit advisor, ACE. They will be verifying that I entered all your information correctly. This will only take 1 minute. It is very important that you listen to the entire
Okay, let me.
message. Go
Okay, let
ahead.
me. Okay,
Go ahead.
let me ask you one question. Who's going to call me Monday? Because I'll pay the
Another
$149 Monday.
agent, or probably me. I don't know who is going to be that one, but somebody's going to
Well,
call you
why
and to
don't you?
get you set up.
Why don't you see if you can call me?
I will try to do my best to call you back on Monday at 8 o'clock in the morning. How does it sound? Once it goes through.
No, that's too early.
Okay. What time
It
is
had
it?
to be before 12 o'clock. It has to be before 12 o'clock, and I just wanted to tell you that I don't mind paying the $149
On Monday.
Monday because I have enough money. I have enough money in my account to do so.
Yeah, it's already been set up for Monday, remember?
But did you hear what I just said? I have
Yes.
the 149
On Monday.
on my account on my card Monday. That's why I asked you what time will somebody call me Monday? Because
Well,
what
if
I'll do because what I'll do, I'll go to the bank real early in the morning with
Oh,
one
okay.
of my checks. With
As
one of
soon as
my
the
checks,
payment.
listen to me. Listen to what I'm saying. My customers pay me real early in the morning. So what I do, I'll go to the bank around 8:30, 9 o'clock Monday morning, and I will put a few hundred dollars in my bank account. So when y'all call, then I can pay the 149. That's what I was saying.
Yeah, actually, the system is going to attempt the purchase by itself around 12, around noon. Is that okay for you?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And once the payment goes through,
So,
we're
so.
going to get the order from the system to call you back.
Okay, so the 119, it doesn't matter, right?
No, the 119 was is just a special offer that we have just for today. Remember that you didn't have 119 at the moment.
Okay. All right, no problem.
Very well. Well, I'll
So
go
what
ahead and
do
transfer you. Please, if you have to stay on the line for your account to be fully set up, okay?
Okay.
Thank you for your business, Carol, and talk to you on Monday, okay?
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for enrolling in the Credit Pros. Improving your credit is one of the best decisions you can make. Congratulations. Hi, I'm Ace, your automated credit advisor. And I'd like to quickly review your information so we can get started. This will only take a minute or two. If any of the information verified on this call is inaccurate, please press 1 at the end of the call and we'll connect you to a client success team member to correct it. You enrolled in post-date program. You were charged $1 today, and will be charged $149 on March 6, 2023. Each month you will be charged $149 on the 6th of the month. Your date of birth is August 1, 1959 and your social security number is 220824905. Your address is 2401 Calvert Street Northwest, Apartment 210, Washington District of Columbia, NL 20008. Also, you just received an email and a text message with some easy instructions to log into our client portal. Don't worry, I'm already working for you behind the scenes to build out the perfect credit action plan for you. Make sure to log in as soon as possible to check it out. If you'd like to speak with a client success agent, they're always available to speak to you in live chat on our site and in our app. You can use the chat to talk to the team, reset your password, and even send us documents. If any of the information verified on this call is inaccurate, please press 1 and we will connect you to a client success team member to correct it. Thanks, and welcome to the Credit Pros.